Penguin Random House Audio presents The New Whole 30, the definitive plan to transform your health, habits, and relationship with food. This is the author, Melissa Urban. This audiobook includes a bonus PDF containing recipes, checklists, and additional material from the book. Disclaimer. This book presents the research, ideas, and opinions of its author. It is not intended as medical advice, nor as a substitute for medical treatment or consultation with a professional healthcare practitioner. Nothing herein is intended to diagnose, treat, or prevent any disease. This information should only be used in conjunction with the guidance and approval of your physician. Consult your healthcare provider before starting any new dietary or supplement regimen. Your healthcare provider's recommendations always supersede the information found in this book. The Whole 30 program is contraindicated for those with a history of disordered eating. The plant-based Whole 30 is contraindicated for children or those who are pregnant or nursing. Author and publisher are not responsible for any errors in the URLs, PDFs, or other information contained herein. For my Whole 30 team and community, you are Whole 30. Preface. On April 21st, 2015, I was in Midtown Manhattan doing media for the launch of my second book, The Whole 30. I had finished my interviews and was walking back to my hotel when I heard someone say, "Hey, are you the Whole 30 lady?" I'd been recognized in public before, but never in the middle of New York City. And on the day of my book release, I delightedly confirmed, and she immediately launched into the details of her Whole 30 success story. I walked away thinking it was an auspicious sign. It's hard to believe the Whole 30 has been around for more than 15 years, and that book was written 9 years ago. The Whole 30 would go on to become a number one New York Times bestseller, selling more than 1.6 million copies in North America alone and changing the lives of millions of people just like you. Since then, the Whole 30 program has only continued to grow in reputation and influence, cementing it as a well-respected dietary protocol. We've been featured in dozens of major media outlets. You can now walk into any Chipotle and order a Whole 30 salad bowl, and I've written 6 more books about the program, 7 if you count this one. The Whole 30 is obviously here to stay, and yet a lot has changed in the last 9 years. More than just my last name. Twice, but who's counting? I've been dreaming about updating the Whole 30 for a few years, but in 2020, I realized the book needed far more than just an update. The Whole 30 was ready for a whole new energy, tone, and voice, with fresh content designed to incorporate the sweeping evolution that the brand, the program, and I had undergone. Plus, we got a few things wrong back then, and it was time to correct that. Science is gonna science. Science is always evolving, leading us to new understandings of the way various foods and ingredients interact with our bodies. The scientific process is that of observing, asking questions, and seeking answers through tests and experiments, and that often includes challenging previously held beliefs to get further at the truth. The science I shared in The Whole 30 was grounded in the research and hypotheses of the time. I relied on trusted healthcare advisors, medical doctors, and registered dietitians to help me evaluate that research and apply it to the Whole 30 program rules. To our credit, most of the rules still have a substantial number of current studies supporting them. Most, but not all. In some cases, we extrapolated the findings of studies in a more negative way than they deserved. Hindsight is always 20/20, and everyone has their biases. In others, the concerns we noted based on earlier research simply didn't bear out upon further study. Today, we have the benefit of 9 additional years of scientific evidence. And as we reviewed that evidence, it became obvious that the concerns we held about some ingredients and their impact on the body were overstated. To put it another way, we thought you needed to eliminate these foods for Whole 30 success, and it turns out you probably didn't. As a result, you'll find a few new rule changes here to address that issue. Some of these changes may surprise you, even if you consider yourself health conscious, perhaps especially if you consider yourself health conscious. We all have preconceived notions about what is healthy, based largely on our spheres of influence, our friend group, the media we consume, the experts we trust, and our own personal experience. But my goal is to make the Whole30 as successful as possible for as many people as possible. And that means approaching new research with an open mind and a willingness to make changes where needed. I believe it's a good thing when the people you trust to bring you science-backed information say, "We got it wrong, and here's how we're going to fix it," ideally with references. So yes, in this book, some of the Whole30 rules have changed. The good news is that these rule changes add things back into the program. To say it a different way, as the result of our research, we're eliminating less in this new version of Whole30 and encouraging you even more to keep your diet broad, free, and joyful when your Whole30 is over. That's good news. The goal of the program has always been to eliminate the smallest number of foods while being maximally effective for as many people as possible. Considering that the way foods interact with our bodies is so individual, and no two people's ideal diet looks the same, this is a tall order. However, I believe that the deep dive we did into the research in preparation for this book helps the Whole30 achieve this goal, with fewer foods and ingredients on the no list, more accessibility and options during your 30-day elimination, and an even greater sense of food freedom when your Whole30 is over. For those of you familiar with the 2015 program rules, you can skip ahead to the list of rule updates at the beginning of part one. Wine is still a no. I didn't want you to get your hopes up. The new plant-powered Whole30. This book also includes the newest addition to the Whole30, our plant-based Whole30 program, complete with program rules, recipes, and tailored guidance. This is something we've been working on for years, and I'm thrilled to be able to officially welcome our vegetarian and vegan friends into the Whole30 community through this new offering. To be clear, I've always said vegetarians and vegans are welcome. In earlier books, I've even offered guidance to adopt Whole30 principles into your chosen dietary framework, even if that included no animal products whatsoever. However, the programs we offered weren't exactly comprehensive. Yes, I included some tips and strategies for approaching a Whole30-ish self-experiment from a vegan perspective, but in the end, you couldn't really do a Whole30 without animal products. And that came through loud and clear in my writing. I also slipped my own personal biases into those chapters, sometimes strongly. Yes, I said you were welcome in the community, even if you didn't eat animal protein. But in the same breath, I suggested you try eating meat, because I believed eating meat was necessary for good health. This belief was driven by my own personal experience, and as a result, so were the biases through which I reviewed the research. I was a vegetarian for many years, as a late teen into my early 20s. I ate eggs and some dairy, but I always struggled with the taste or texture of meat. However, once I started exercising and weightlifting, my body began craving meat again. I tentatively started eating ground beef, chicken breasts, and salmon, and I immediately felt so much better. My energy improved, I started building muscle, and my blood work showed I was no longer anemic. Because eating meat worked so well for me, I assumed it was a healthier approach for everyone, and my earlier Whole30 writings reflected that. If you tried to be a part of the Whole30 community as a vegetarian or vegan between 2012 and 2016, we probably didn't make you feel very welcome. You may have even gotten the sense that we didn't approve of your choice not to eat animal protein. I didn't, to be honest. I was convinced what worked for me would work for everyone. I'm sorry about that. Still, I truly wanted those who didn't eat animals to be able to experience the magic of the Whole30 program and community. As I evolved my views and broadened my perspective,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?